You're listening to Burst, Bournemouth internet radio station.
Okay, we're here in the Burst studio again, and we have another special guest, Steve Punt, who is also from the BBC radio quiz show, The Third Degree. Steve, hello.
Hello there.
Thanks for coming in and answering some questions.
That's perfectly okay.
Can you briefly tell us what The Third Degree is about?
It's a quiz, essentially. It's a radio quiz, which is recorded in a different university each week. Each edition comes from a different UK university. And the basic idea of the programme is that it's students versus their teachers. So students versus lecturers. So it is a fundamentally unbalanced and unfair quiz in which a group of 19, 20-year-olds take on a group of seasoned academics. And it is surprisingly even. It means that when the students win, it's really great. And the questions are not, although it's academic in terms of the specialist subjects, the general knowledge questions could be anything. So they come from all parts of the cultural spectrum. So that kind of evens up the balance between the students and the lecturers. Okay. So it's, I would have to say, if I was going to put my hand on my heart and be shot up with a truth drug, that the lecturers do normally win, but the students do win on occasions, and it's always good when they do. But it is very entertaining to do and hopefully to listen to.
Do you know what inspired the show originally?
No, I don't. I mean, it was the producer David's idea, and I think he just sort of longed to do a quiz where you could have really detailed subject-based academic level questions, because it hugely broadens the range, you know. So you watch most quiz shows and all the questions are, you know, do you want movies? Do you want history? And it's all kind of from the same draw. Suddenly being able to have questions on aeronautical engineering or dental medicine is kind of odd. And I think there's a real joy. I think part of the fun of the show is for the audience, the listening audience, is that sometimes in the specialist rounds, you don't even understand the question, let alone the answer. And I think there's something very compelling about hearing people who really understand, have deep knowledge of something, being able to talk about it, because, you know, any subject that's on the show, any subject that's got a degree offered about it is important by definition, and a lot of it is stuff you don't really hear much about. As a sort of minor a kind of side effect of the program, which I think is really healthy, is that for the younger part of the audience, the show is very important for kind of young people or teenagers, because it introduces them to all these subjects that they won't know about at school. You know, they don't quite realise that the range of stuff at GCSE or even at A level, that's not a quarter of what's on offer once you get to higher education, and the things you can study to degree level are so much more varied, and there's so much more stuff that you can find. And I think, you know, we've sometimes had people on the show who do subjects where I'm pretty sure the average listener would be thinking, I didn't even know you could study that, you know. And I think that's great. I think it helps in its own little way to sort of help people understand that there's more to higher education than just sort of, you know, mortar boards and lecture rooms, that very sort of old-fashioned view, I think, that a lot of older people still have of education. It's very easy to forget that when my parents were at university, only like 10% of the population went. You know, it's a vastly different thing now, and a great thing. So I just really like getting that little glimpse into the world of these subjects that I don't really know about, you know.
Do you find that it's difficult to ask questions about subjects that don't necessarily know?
It is. I mean, I'm always pretty well briefed. The producer is very, very assiduous in making sure that I fully understand, goes through every question and sort of talks me through. It depends on the subject. Sometimes, you know, I will understand the question. My own degree was in English, so usually sort of arts, humanities stuff, I can get some sort of basic handle on. But if we get around on theoretical physics or maths, even worse, I have to be very carefully walked through, because degree level mathematics to me is almost impossible, because I haven't done the steps that take you there, you know. So the answer to your question is that I sometimes feel like I am flying slightly blind, and every now and then one of the academics will, my favorite one, there we did a show where there was a question on geography. It was geography. And I asked this professor of geography this question, and he said, "That's not geography, that's atmospherics." And I was like, "Is it? Oh, okay." And I have to defer to the producer on that. But generally speaking, he and the show's researcher will have done a very thorough job on making sure that that doesn't happen. So yeah, I mean, the specialist questions are a little bit daunting sometimes. But I don't pretend to know the answers. I do a show on Radio 4 that's a comedy show. I think the panel know, and the listeners know, that I'm basically a comedian. So they don't expect me to know about theoretical physics. So when I do, they're amazed. So yes, I think, is the basic answer to your question. I do feel a little bit like I have to be careful sometimes. But I don't think that's a bad thing, frankly. Bit of respect for the subject.
How are the contestants selected?
Ah, now you'd have to ask the producer that. I don't exactly know. I know they're selected quite carefully, and I know that they have a little sort of phone quiz. They're given a little grilling on the phone. I think often the university and then the academics in each department are sort of quietly asked to recommend people, because it's quite daunting for the students. It's much less daunting for the lecturers, because apart from anything else, they're used to being in front of an audience. The students aren't necessarily. And if they are, it's far more likely to be in the, you know, it's far more likely to have been in the school production of Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, or playing sheep in a nativity play. They're not likely to have been grilled on theoretical physics in front of an audience before. So that aspect of it is quite daunting, and I usually remind the audience of that. You know, be supportive. I think the show is supportive. It's a very non-confrontational, friendly kind of show. I don't want it to feel like it's some kind of, you know, mastermind type desk lamp in the face kind of interrogation. It's more the fun of listening to someone who's enthusiastic for a subject being able to talk about it, as opposed to being grilled on it.
Thank you. We've come to the end of the interview session, and we really appreciate you coming on the Burst Studio to answer our questions.
That's perfectly all right.
Thank you. Good luck with your show today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.